Metallica on the coast. That's Lux Aeterna.
That's a lovely song.
Thanks for coasting along with us today.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS. Have you ever gone to a nightclub or bar and then come out when it was sunny? So you go in when it's dark and come out when it's sunny.
Yeah. It's weird,
and
isn't it?
It melts your system.
Yes. Especially if you had plenty.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels like you're going to literally melt into a puddle in 10 seconds.
You know how they like start doing like blurry and weird stuff in TV movies or whatever, and they're seeing triple.
Yep.
It's perfect. Exactly how it is. Why? What do you want?
That's like our elevator in our lobby. Why is it?
I don't know.
It's the brightest.
Yeah.
I get off the elevator every time and I feel like I'm getting sunburned.
Yeah, there's like this wee room, of course, you know, a lobby room when you get off the elevator. And it's just they painted it the color of the sun, the bright white glaring kill you. Even if you were hungover 10 years ago, it comes back.
It's shocking.
It's terrible.
Every day it's shocking.
And clearly for it to bother both of us so much, you got to know it is bad. It's really weird. It's awful. It doesn't fit radio.
I left a note on the floor saying, it's too dim. Can you please brighten it up?
And someone took it right away.
Immediately.
We used to leave graffiti everywhere, all over the other place. And someone's like, no, hey, don't behave that way here.
Well, don't make the lobby so incredibly crushing.
It's blinding us.
Let's talk about today's show.
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Oh, yeah. Songs with burn. We're continuing our cheerful subject. We had Kill and what was that? Into the World.
We're going to have to take this feature away from you soon.
And today it's burn. Songs with burn in the title.
In the 4 o'clock.
Quite a few.
In the 4 o'clock hour, which car has the worst drivers?
I have the answer for this.
Okay.
We've actually gone into great... We've talked about this a lot, driving. Me and the lady friend.
Yes.
And we have
No,
I won't.
Oh, I do too.
An actual, oh yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that'll be fun.
One American dollar on the show today?
Yeah, I think you might get this dollar. It kind of ties into what we're talking about at 4 o'clock. That's true.
Yeah.
Kind of ties into what we're talking about.
People are dumb.
Oh, sweet.
And Disney tickets before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
It's never going to be hot. It's going to be June gloom forever.
I love it.
This weather has been phenomenal. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, I could use some sun.
Screw the sun.
I could use
amazing.
A little sun.
I mean, it used to be like this, you know, every June in LA.
Yes, true.
But now it's like it was all May. The entire month of May was beautiful.
Which sucks. We have your tickets for Disney coming up in a few minutes.
That's
Keep listening for that.
Yipper.
First...
People are dumb, when you're the dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
So this is People Are Dumb and What's Up with Florida, put together. Florida man is in custody for allegedly trying to throw a live alligator onto the roof of a building.
Oh, man. Okay, and his reasoning was?
William Hodge, 32, when asked by the police what you were doing... throwing the alligator up, he said he was, quote, teaching it a lesson. He didn't like how it was behaving, the alligator.
So, you know, I have found that time out on a roof does help me think of my errors. And
Your mom and dad do that when you were a kid?
Yeah, they toss me up there and I would think about my, you know, I'm sure it works for alligators too.
Here's his night. Hodge allegedly hopped the fence of the Congo River Golf, a miniature golf course in the area, and stole a live alligator from the enclosure on the course.
Why is there a live alligator on a mini
Great
golf
question.
Course? Florida, what is wrong with
Maybe
you?
Maybe it's one of the holes. You have to wait for its mouth to open.
If it eats your ball, then you get a free game.
Right. That'd be pretty great. He then allegedly took the alligator to the Mets Lounges, a bar and liquor store, grabbed it by the tail, and tried to throw it onto the roof.
Look at my friend here. He's been really rotten since I took it I'm going to throw him on the roof.
By the way, the alligator's fine. For those of you
good.
That are worried about
concerned
that.
Concerned about the alligator.
When officers made contact with Hodge, he put the creature down and raised his hand, surrendering.
Bye. Fine.
You're right. He was arrested around 3 a.m. Thursday and charged with possessing and injuring an alligator.
Oh, and being an idiot.
Burglary of an unoccupied dwelling.
Okay.
Criminal mischief and petty theft. How is that petty? He stole an alligator. What do you need to do in Florida
For that to be a major crime.
For that
crime.
To be a petty, yes, that's crazy.
People always steal alligators in Florida. It's kind of petty. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Look here, I got me a dollar. I would love to give it to you. You want it?
Sure.
Well, then.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Answer my questions and answer them truthfully.
All right, what's the category?
Well, we're going to go over to across the pond, as boring and annoying people say, and take a look at the rudest drivers on the road in Europe. I mean, we could do it here, and we should talk about that later.
By people or by car?
By make of car.
Okay, so the make of the car with the rudest drivers.
Yeah, we're going to give you six guesses get four of them. And by the way, $1 American is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. At San Manuel, spend a dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com or else.
Number one is easy. It is the Prius.
Number one would be the Prius, according to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're thinking here, though, because it's not on the British list.
Which it's everywhere.
It should be.
It's
on yeah,
every,
I
it should
agree.
Be on every list.
I have to agree. Actually.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know where to go now. Oh, they have tiny cars in Europe, right?
I guess.
They have little itsy bitsy, like the smart car and stuff like that.
I guess I kind of want to help you out here real quick and say think a little higher end.
All right, what is...
Maybe you should think higher-end cars. Well, apparently, they are just... Boy, they're just... Maybe it's because they don't like toffee-nosed folk over there. Maybe they're just a little...
Oh, so like off. Mercedes?
Like a Mercedes-Benz is number three!
Thank you!
Well done, sir.
What is the car that Brad Williams and Chip drive? Mini Cooper!
A Mini Cooper! Not on the list.
It's a bogus list.
Do you think
list.
That that's a... usually pretty a bad driver, though. I don't find Mini Coopers here necessarily bad. And I love the way they look. They're so thin inside and everything. I just find them going 3 miles an hour. That's my biggest problem.
Right.
They just don't go very
That's
fast.
Why I guessed it. Because they're bad.
But this is rudest drivers on the road in Britain, basically, in Europe.
All right. You said think more expensive. A Cadillac.
A Cadillac.
Come on! What's happening?
I don't know. I thought you would get a lot of these. I don't know why.
Expensive cars.
Yeah.
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce!
Son of a... I only have one more guess.
I can't get it. No, you can't get it now.
This is bogus, this list.
Dollar. I guess I'll just tear this dollar up if you don't want this dollar.
What's the list?
Number nine. It's tied, actually. There's two at number nine.
Okay.
Honda. And Lexus are both tied at 3% of the people who answered the poll in Britain.
3%?
Honda and Lexus. Now, remember Lexus. So number eight is Aston Martin at 5%. Jaguar drivers, according to the Brits, are terrible drivers.
Yes, quite rather.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're talking about like proper Jaguars or these fake SUV Jaguars now. I hate when they slap something really cool name on some SUK. I hate it. Teslas, which I think
Tesla?
Probably number one. Here in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, the worst drivers. Are you driving a Tesla right now? Get out of the way! Porsche is number five.
Porsche,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah. And Land Rover, according to
15%. No way I would have thought that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that in Britain because all the roads are tiny, so that'd be really annoying. Keeping with that more expensive car, Mercedes-Benz, 17%. Audis are 28%. And the rudest drivers on the road, according to 50% of those polled, 50% of the people said BMW drivers are the worst.
Really? Second place was 19%?
Yeah, no, 28%.
28%.
Audi.
50%.
And those of us who drive BMWs, one time I said to a friend of mine, I'm like, we were just making fun of a BMW that cut us off.
Right.
In a BMW with a friend. Mm-hmm. We're like BMWers that are driving. They're the worst. She forgot she was in a BMW. She's like, yeah, they are the worst. She totally meant it. Darcy.
you were probably factored into this list.
Probably.
I assume. If you weren't listening about a half hour ago, I stunned the world by getting all 10 out of 10 on One American
that
Dollar.
That was amazing.
It was really
you
great.
You really know you're annoying drivers.
If you were listening, you know how it
works. Hey, by the way, too, if you're in the fast lane right now on the freeway going really slow and everybody's flying around you, this might be about you.
Yes.
It's quite possible. So we're talking about you.
The topic was the car that has the rudest amount of drivers.
Yes. Now, this was a European poll. The make of car that has the worst, rudest drivers out there.
Correct. So we want to not focus on Europe, but we would like to focus here.
USA.
On the streets of Los Angeles.
USA.
Is there a car type? I have one.
So do I.
I have a number one, and then nothing after that.
I mean, I'm right there with you, man.
I don't have a 2 through 10.
Nope.
Just a number one.
Yep.
Worst drivers.
Yep.
Prius.
Prius for you are the worst drivers
worst
out there.
Worst drivers.
Doesn't matter what kind of make or whatever the model is. It's
nope.
Prius.
If
it's stamped on there.
It's God's waiting room. The Prius. If Nana gets a little bit too old, you just pop on the head and shove him off in a Prius.
I'll go puttering down the street.
And they drive around until God takes them. I'm convinced that's true. If somebody's going slow.
Yeah. They're in a Prius.
Always a Prius. Now, that's not to say everybody in a Prius drives poorly. Maybe you're an exception.
Yeah, there are the occasional.
You're not.
No, you're not. Nope.
I know you think you're the exception, but no.
You're the one really good Prius driver.
So I only have one. I don't have 2 through 10. What
I don't either. You know, it's taken years to kind of compile this, but when we were in spending some time in Boulder, Colorado, I found the worst drivers there. And I think maybe it's a college town because it's a small town.
Sure.
They just go any which way, anytime. They never signal. They drift in the lanes. They go
different
speeds. How's
that different from a Prius?
Well, so they are not. I mean, and I've seen now, if I see a Colorado plate here in L.A., I avoid them. If it's on a white vehicle, I really avoid them. If it's a kind of bulbous shape instead of like hard lines, like bulbous shape white vehicle SUV with a Colorado plate, they're the worst.
So you look for the Colorado plate first.
Yes. And if I see a Colorado plate on a white vehicle, and especially if it's a big one, you got to stay away from them, man. They're going to ruin your life. The worst. The worst.
Sounds like you had a problem with Colorado Springs or wherever it was.
Loved Colorado Springs. Hated the drivers.
All right, which car has the worst drivers?
Yeah, maybe the make.
818-955-KLOS.
Or the plate.
You've noticed over time.
They're the worst.
It's always the fill in the blank.
Oh, look, there's another Colorado plate on a big white bulbous vehicle going 3.
There's another Prius going 40 in the fast lane.
Changing lanes without anything.
818-955-KLOS.
Move it!
The car with the worst drivers. And it ain't the car.
It ain't the car.
Kirk tweets, nope. I just drove to Florida. Audi drivers by far.
Yeah.
Signed, BMW owner.
Ah, yeah, I didn't know that. Good for him. Yeah, man, BMW all the way, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, BMW drivers never use a signal light.
Is that right?
That is incorrect.
That was the same one in England.
Yes, number one. 50% of the people that responded said BMW drivers are the worst.
So your big complaint with them is the signal.
They can't be bothered to signal.
They don't signal. They just cut people off zigzagging.
And some of us use very foul language over and over again, sir.
It's all good. My bad. Just get out of work.
Now, yeah, you get frustrated. Definitely understand. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
He's wrong. We BMW drivers are amazing.
Yeah, he's not wrong. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's got to be BMW drivers and the Nissan Altima. Watch out for the Nissan Altima drivers. They don't care.
Really?
Is that right? I wonder why that car specifically.
It's one of the cheapest cars you can just go to the dealership and pick up. And it just happens to attract people who don't care for their life or anyone else.
So we want to point out it's not the car.
No, it's the driver.
It's the driver.
Yeah, for some reason they're attracted to that and they can't do it.
They just can't. All right, very good to know.
Thank you. We'll keep an eye out. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I think there's 3 vehicles for you.
All right.
Give us the top 3.
Prius, number one, of course.
Yes, okay, good.
Kevin agrees.
Number 2, Tesla.
Teslas are pretty bad drivers. That's true.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And number 6. Falls in a double category. It's Subarus. You either have your scenic driver who's just slow poking everywhere, or they think they're a WRX racer driver.
You know, I have noticed that, actually. You're right about that.
And that's it. I think there's a driving school for Subarus, and you get to choose one, scenic driver or a race car. That's it. There's no in between.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Which car has the worst drivers?
Well said.
Which car is which? It's not the car. Has the worst drivers.
Are we still on?
We are talking about which cars you notice a certain car has a more bad drivers than not.
If that particular make of car gets in front of you, you're in trouble.
You're expecting bad things.
Yep.
For me, it's a Prius.
For me, it's any Colorado plates, and the bigger and whiter the vehicle is, whiter for some reason, the worse drivers they are.
All right. So what is it for you?
Worst drivers by far, any out of state with a Tesla.
Any out of state with Tesla.
Any out of state driver with a Tesla, because they're not used to Cali traffic, so they don't know whether to go fast or slow or get out the damn way.
All right, what about California Tesla?
If they're old or in the older generation, they have troubles with it. Younger generation, they're just like speed demons, so it's a give or take.
One or the other. I got you.
It's weird how they get the higher number age they get, the slower they drive.
That isn't number. Weird. That makes total sense.
Does. I suppose it does. Very annoying.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Prius number one. I'm like, let it be Prius, let it be Prius.
So far it is.
You know, they're just fading in and out of lines, you know, right into your lane when they're on their phone. And then the other one is Mustangs, highest horsepower, inexperienced drivers to get in these things, do donuts, and take out your trash cans up front.
I used to do that when I had a Mustang. It's true.
Immediately smash into something.
Yeah, it's true. I was really, I drove terrible. It was awesome. But I agree. I totally agree. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, the worst car has, which car has the worst drivers?
You know what? I'm going to say the Dodge Challengers. Those people, they think they own the road.
Dodge Challengers.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I love those kind of cars. That makes sense to me. Yeah, exactly. Right. That makes sense. I get it.
I can see that.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Which car has the worst driver? We're talking about which car has the worst driver. Do you have one?
Probably Teslas.
Seems to be coming up a lot. Thank you.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there. I'm calling about the worst car driver.
Yes.
And by far, they're Tesla drivers. They're either going 20 miles an hour or 200 miles an hour. So, happy medium for these people.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
I hate them.
Either they're going really slow in front of you and turning right for an hour and a half, or they're just cutting you off.
Teslas are one of the ones that's been mentioned the most this hour, for
that's
sure.
True. That's a fact.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. So, generally speaking, any car that's brown, but primarily the Camry.
The Camry. Any Camrys.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something that brown cars. I don't know.
So, brown Camrys are death. Absolute death, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah. Hands down, BMWs.
Hey! What are you saying? How dare you? Hey, you meant to say Tesla or
BMWs are been mentioned the most as well.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, you know what BMW stands for? Bite my wiener.
Give me fire.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno.
We're doing disco?
Yeah, we should play that.
Songs in a row.
Five disco songs in a row. People would burn down the building if we did that, I think.
We're actually talking about the theme. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock is called Gimme Five, and the theme today is burn.
Which is why you're going to hear Deep Purple right this second. Burn! If you got one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, or
on Twitter, at Kevin and Slugga. We have on Twitter from Amy Cunningham. Wants to hear Burning Down the House.
For the burn, burn, burn.
For Gimme Five.
Nice. Got it, Amy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got a 5 of 5.
All right, who's this?
Mark from Los Angeles.
And your burn song is?
Blue Oyster Cult, Burning For You.
Hello, KLOS.
Are we burning it up?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Set it on fire. Burn it. Burn. Yeah, burn.
Two choices. Either Robert Plant, Burning Down One Side, or how about Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning.
Wow, both very good.
Wow.
Beds Are Burning, that's really good.
I'd forgotten about that song.
But Robert Plant's Burning Down One Side is just...
That whole album is amazing.
That's so good, dude. I totally agree. Let's do that one.
That's awesome.
I agree with that caller. I love everything on Pictures at 11 from Robert Plant. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hello, KLOS.
Kevin Slugger!
Yo!
Yep.
I'm popping in.
Yep.
It's another beautiful day, man.
Cloudy AF. I love it. So, what's your song with burn in the title?
Oh, Free Will Burning by Judas Priest. Oh, yeah.
Free Will Burning Priest.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, Oh, are we on? Oh,
sorry about that.
Not supposed to care. Yes, never mind.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Florida was arrested for trying to throw an alligator on the roof of a bar.
Wait, say that one more time.
Yeah. He was arrested. A guy in Florida was arrested trying to throw an alligator on the roof of a bar. He told the police it was to teach him a lesson.
Teach this alligator a lesson.
He wasn't happy with the alligator's behavior.
And he thought being thrown onto a roof would teach the alligator.
We asked which cars seem to have the worst drivers. It's not the car, it's the driver. I say Prius. Sluggo says anyone from Colorado. We also got a lot of BMW and Tesla.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Of course, BMW drivers are the best.
Right, that too. And we'll have more tickets to our Invasion of Disney's California Adventure tomorrow with Heidi and Frank.
Yep, and I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
We have a man answering here.
Right? We have four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We would take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck!
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Eddie.
Eddie! You're caller 25.
Hey, hi, finally.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
That's awesome. I've never been, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, really? Nice. That is fantastic.
Disneyland takeover, why not?
Eddie, tell me. You're going to be wearing an Iron Maiden shirt when you go.
I am. I know that's your favorite, so let's do it.
Right on. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
It's also the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Devin.
Devin, you are caller 25.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up is four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
No way. Heck yeah.
Yes, you are required by various international treaties to meet us there after we clear out the park and help us take it over.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be there.
Hey, Victor. Victor and Corona, you out there? Happy birthday, dude. Thanks for listening. Happy birthday to Victor, man. We're going to try and get some Sabbath on for you a little bit later. We hear you would be a big fan of that.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and we have four tickets for you to go. Right now.
Be caller 25. Let's do 25. That's for people that are listening online. We're trying to help you out because we love you so much.
Right. Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Wendy.
Wendy, you're caller 25.
Shut up. Just kidding.
I tell Kevin that all the time. Shut up.
Shut up. Say more.
No way.
You are the winner. Second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It is happening on August 24th, and you won four tickets.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it. This is not real. I have two kids. They haven't even asked me.
What? Yep, they don't have to ask anymore. You're going.
No freaking way! Thank you!
Well, sure. There's a lot of things that happened on this day in rock. But one of the most important, Ron Wood, born in 1947. It's Ron Wood's birthday. Born on this day in rock in 1947. I hope you got him something for his birthday. He's waiting to hear from you. Ron Wood got a nice birthday surprise on this day in rock in 1964. It was still early in the Rolling Stones' career, and they met by 500 fans when they showed up at Kennedy Airport.